And joining me this morning is Kurt Bauman from Bauman Agency, just north of Huron. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
Well, how are things down in Huron? I know it's cold.
Yeah, I was going to say cool. That would be a good way of expressing it.
Well, one thing about the cold weather, maybe we can get to some of this. I heard some of the frost is getting down there a couple inches. Guys, we're getting in some of the low ground. Are they getting down there too?
Yes. Harvest is moving along quite nicely on the soybeans. Just about wrapped up. I would say we'll be 90%+ done today in the area. Corn, we're kind of waiting on moisture levels to come down. We have a lot of crop that didn't quite make maturity, the late planted corn. And so it's carrying a little more moisture than what we'd like to have.
Well, we're kind of coming down to that time where it's going to be pretty tough to dry that out in the field. I know we can drop it a little ways, but it's kind of slow right now, isn't it?
Yes. Field dry down isn't real high, that's for sure. But excellent, you know, we have some excellent yields of that early May plantings. We're seeing normal yields, 150 to 200 bushel range. And then some of that that was planted the first week of June, we're in that 120 range on the top end. And then if it's the middle of June, we're in that pretty marginal up to 40, 50 bushel yield. So just variability. And of course, if you have early planted corn and replanted corn in the same field, the challenge is I have 18% corn and 28% corn in the same row.
You know, we were talking not very often. You go into November and you still got corn you could put up as high moisture.
Oh, yeah. I just had a guy, we just put some high moisture corn inoculant out today, and he's bagging some 27, 28% corn. So just perfect for that.
Yeah, it's been a strange year. So what's going on down in with Pioneer?
We are trying to get scheduled. We don't have a lot of plots. I think we've only got about a half a dozen. Most guys are wanting to wait on those until the moisture. We have a couple soybean plots that we hope to get out today that we haven't had that window open yet. So But our long day beans, our group two beans, excellent yield. We have some farms that will average in that 50 to 60 bushel range. Lots of farms in that 30 bushel range simply because there's so many acres gone from what they planted.
Well, it's kind of nice to have a stretch here without any moisture, and hopefully we can get a few more days. I think this is the longest time we had with no moisture since probably the first of the year.
Yeah, it is nice that we've had a few days with no additional rainfall, that's for sure.
But still a lot of stuff going down with you, precision farming and stuff, still busy with it.
Yes. We're just working on some corn planters. Getting some meters in and out now. You know, if you can't combine, pull those meters off, bring them in, let's work on them, get them back to you while you can put them on while it's still warm or relatively warm.
Well, we got to get going here. Kurt, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again, and hopefully you get all those plots out and those farmers get all these crops in.
All right. We will. Hey, you have a great day.
Thanks, Kurt. And that's Kurt Bauman with Bauman Agency just north of Huron.